Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode. Most people, most of you listening, will say, hey, I want to insource things because it saves me money. And that's not why I want to insource things. To me, saving $100 on a surgical guide or saving $100 on a wax up really doesn't move the needle. And if it does move the needle for you, there's bigger problems that we need to solve in your practice and in your life. We've been misled to believe that dentistry, more specifically the dental business, has to be complicated. Dentistry can be simple and dentistry should be simple. Hey everybody, welcome back to this week's episode of the Dentistry Made Simple podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Tarun Agrawal, better known as T-Bone. And this week we are not joined by my co-host, Meredith Cooper-Jones, as she is out of town at a seminar we're holding in Nashville, Tennessee. So I'm gonna come to you and talk to you this week alone about a very specific topic called the triangle of readiness for dental treatment. Now, what do I mean by that? And why is that important? You know, here's the truth. There are many times where we get excited to get treatment started, and then we don't take into consideration those around us or everything that goes into needing to do treatment. So the triangle of readiness is really three people. Is the patient ready? Is the team ready? And is the doctor ready? Now, for any treatment to be completed or started, all three of those people must be ready to go. The doctor has to be ready, the team has to be ready, and the patient has to be ready. So if any one of those are not ready to move forward or to get started, then you can't complete treatment. So this week, I wanna kind of walk through those three people, what we see, kind of different scenarios of things that would come up in that situation. Now, here's the truth. If we're talking about traditional general dentistry, like a simple filling or a simple crown, a one unit type of thing, you know, the readiness is pretty easy. You know, that's something that we can do a lot in our sleep. But you listen to this podcast and you follow 3D Dentists and myself because it's all about getting beyond just basic general dentistry. Because we know that committing to only basic general dentistry leads to chaos in the practice, which leads to burnout and unhappiness and that feeling of overwhelm that none of us like. So we're consistently trying to move our practice towards more advanced and emotional dentistry. And as you move in this direction, as you move towards more emotional and advanced dentistry, you start bringing in complexities. And that's where this triangle of readiness is so, so important. So let's talk about the doctor real quick. Okay, let's talk about the dentist. What are some examples of the triangle of readiness where the dentist would not be ready? The first thing that comes to my mind is a surgical guide. You know, a surgical guide is something that the dentist has to order, the dentist has to plan the implant, and for most of us, we can't do that on the fly. So then we need to know, hey, I have a patient in the chair that wants to do an implant, they have time today. The team's ready to do it. The schedule's available. The patient's ready, but the doctor's not ready because we don't have the surgical guide created. The same thing can be said for a cosmetic case. In our practice and what we teach, we don't begin any cosmetic case without a wax-up. So we would have to have a wax-up done before we get ready. Another thing about the doctor is time on the schedule. Do they have the right time on the schedule? Now, and I say the right time on the schedule because I know we're all guilty of squeezing something in. And it's this squeezing something in that sets a terrible precedent for our patients and an even more terrible precedent for our team members. Stop squeezing things in. It leads to the chaos. You know, if you needed heart surgery or brain surgery, you would hate it if the surgeon said to you, well, I think I could squeeze that in this morning. I don't want to be squeezed in for brain surgery or heart surgery. And yes, I know dentistry isn't brain surgery or heart surgery, but nonetheless, I want to be on my game no matter what I'm doing. I want to feel comfortable. I want to feel relaxed. So I want the right time on the schedule. The other thing that comes up oftentimes is, am I mentally prepared? You know, we all have ups and down days. Days where, you know what, we just don't want to work harder, or days that, you know, we just got overwhelming things to do. Like, I'll give you an example. Today, I've got to record this podcast, but my son called in sick from school. I had to go to school to pick him up. And imagine if I was trying to work something into the schedule this morning because I went to the office. Today just isn't the mentally prepared day for me to add on something into my schedule. And that involves communicating this out to your team members to kind of let them know, hey, today's not the day to add things on. Today is the day to add things on. Hey, I'm feeling peppy today, and let's get it done. Now, I want to circle back to something where I talked about the surgical guides and the wax-ups, specifically to implant cases or cosmetic cases. Now, one of the things that we're big on at 3D Dentists is the concept of outsourcing versus insourcing. Now, most people think of have a comma versus decimal mentality when it comes to outsourcing versus insourcing. Now, most people, most of you listening would say, hey, I want to insource things because it saves me money. And that's not why I want to insource things. To me, saving $100 on a surgical guide or saving $100 on a wax up really doesn't move the needle. And if it does move the needle for you, there's bigger problems that we need to solve in your practice and in your life. So really, to me, about insourcing is about shrinking that time of doctor readiness. So for example, if I saw a patient today that needed an implant, I can have a surgical guide ready in an hour because I can plan it, I can design it, and I can print it right in the office. If I saw a patient for a cosmetic case, I could literally start it this afternoon, again, because I can plan it, I can design it, and I can print the model or print the temps right here in the office. So leveraging technology, this outsourcing to bring in insourcing, isn't about the savings. It's about the savings in time and shortening that doctor readiness aspect of it. Because truthfully, we can't outsource surgical guides to team members. We can't outsource wax-ups to team members necessarily. There's still a doctor component, the clinical judgment and the clinical component to those. So again, this week we're talking about our triangle of readiness, the patient, the dentist, and the team members. All three have to be ready to be able to proceed and start or complete dental treatment. Just now we talked about the doctor side, which is all the any type of surgical guides, wax up, things that we need to actually do the dentistry and do it well, the proper and the right amount of time on the schedule that we need, not squeezing things in, and then the mental preparedness for the type of procedure, what's going on in life, and all of those different things. You know, we want to be ready to go before we say yes. Now, I'd like to move over to team readiness. And now team readiness is super important. And dentists, doctors that you're listening to this is often something we don't think about. You know, I often get permission from my team to get started on treatment because I want them to be in it, committed, and ready to go. Now, what are some of the things that we think about with team readiness? Well, the first thing that comes to mind is operatory availability. You know, that could be as simple as, hey, we've got the extra op, but it hasn't been cleaned up yet from the last patient. Or, hey, we have the extra op, but it's got a bite adjustment schedule, or it's got something going on, or something, you know, the air water syringe is leaking, or the handpiece doesn't work, or we don't have an and piece, or whatever it may be. So we got to have the op available. The other thing that comes in is lab work. Now, Earlier, I talked about some of the lab part of it being doctor-driven, but some of the lab work is also team-driven. So for example, once I do a digital wax-up, my team still needs to make the putty stent to make the temps. Once I produce and design the surgical guide, my team has to print it and insert the sleeve into it. So there's a team component of that. So the team has to be ready with all of those things. And of course, the team has to be mentally prepared. They've got to be in it to win it. You know, they got to be mentally ready for everything that's going on. And is it a good day, not so good day? So we certainly want to be kind of thinking about the mental preparedness. Now, here's an area, a last one here on the team side of things, and that's components. And oftentimes, we don't think about this, or worst case scenario, we make a compromise on this. You know, I remember very clearly early in my implant career, I drilled an implant hole, asked for an implant, and we didn't have that size. That is not a good day. And you wouldn't like it to be compromised or too large of an implant or too short of an implant or too thin of an implant to be used if that was your case. Or, for example, we did a case recently, a cosmetic case, where the patient wanted super white temporaries and we only had bleach shade. Now we're compromising the outcome and we're not showing the patient exactly what they were expecting because the team, I didn't take into consideration, or even the team didn't take into consideration, do we have all the components, the materials, and things like that. So it's important for us to take into consideration, is the team ready? Do we have all the materials, the components, the biologics, anything based on the type of dentistry you're doing? Is the operatory available? Is it the right operatory? Does it have, like for me, have an implant drill in it? Does it have an endo motor in it? Does it have an apex locator? All of those things. Do we have any lab work that's coming from the lab or that we're making in the office? Maybe it's simple, something as simple as an Essex tray. We have to make an Essex tray after a front tooth extraction. And is the team mentally prepared to enter into battle to do this type of dentistry? Now, again, when I say battle, again, I'm not talking about the single filling, the single crown, you know, the general dentistry that we could do with our eyes closed. I'm talking about as we continue to move our practice forward into advanced dentistry and emotional dentistry, there's a lot more going on. You know, you gotta be mentally ready to go. So again, we're talking about the triangle of readiness. That's the doctor, the patient, and the team members, and all three of them having to be ready before you ever begin treatment. At the beginning of the episode, we talk about the doctor readiness. We just finished talking about the team readiness. Now we're going to move to the patient readiness. And frankly speaking, this is frankly the most important one because if your patient's not ready, you shouldn't do it. But too many practices that we're working with are not taking into consideration patient readiness. And patient readiness is pretty simple for me. It's time, fear, and money. Okay? Does the patient have the time to do the dentistry we want to do? Are they at a time thing? Maybe I was the other day, I was getting ready. We had a patient that needs a sinus lift. And then he said, hey, I'm flying out the next day after this date. I'm like, well, that's probably not a great idea. So the timing didn't work. We have a case that we're doing a double arch hybrid on. And then he's going out of the country for 2 weeks, a few days after we do the surgery. And I'm like, hey, listen, either we need to move the surgery up or we need to postpone for time after your trip. So that way you can be here for a solid week after surgery in case we have any post-op complications. So we've got to take time into consideration. Fear. Listen, we got to start addressing fear. Too few of us are offering oral sedation in our practice. We need to be offering some type of sedation. Listen, we've got an amazing sedation program through 3D Dentists. It's actually going on this weekend in Nashville, but we have another one coming up and you can talk to Meredith or visit our website to get those details. You know, from earlier, hey, if you want to insource your surgical guides and diagnostic wax-ups, we have our 3D printing programs and our digital dentistry programs. We have so many ways to help you grow your practice. And that's what our programs are built around, to help you limit or kind of remove the friction that it takes from doing the dentistry. So we've talked about patient time, talked about fear, you know, and fear may be, for example, in my practice, for the types of surgery we do, readiness is, hey, some of our patients want general anesthesia. That is a totally different deal. We've got to set a scheduled time with the anesthesiologist. They got to get the patient cleared. They got to do medical consults. There's lots going on there. So that's a patient readiness component.
you know, for that type of sedation. Oral sedation, you know, we still got to make sure it's safe and all those things, but you know, it's much less involved. Typically, the patients aren't getting, you know, aren't as sick though when we're doing oral sedation. And then the most important part of patient readiness is money. I cannot believe how many practices are starting dentistry and doing dentistry without having firm financial arrangements in place for our patients. Our promise to patients in our practice is we will never begin treatment without in writing what we're doing, how long it takes, how much it costs, and exactly how you can pay for it. It's our promise to our patients. And, you know, if you have high AR, I can promise you, you're not making good financial arrangements and you're not preparing the patient or you're not determining patient readiness when it comes to money. So hopefully you have a better understanding of the triangle of readiness. It's patient on top because number one, the patient's got to be ready and committed. And then on the bottom, it's doctor and team members. Again, all three people, the patient, the doctor, and the team member have to be ready in order for us to get started with treatment. And if one of the three aren't ready to go, do not start treatment. So hopefully we've covered that in good detail with some good examples, and hopefully you can go back to your practice and put this into place. Now, before you leave me for today, because I want to make sure you join us on next week's episode, I want to make sure that you leave us a Google or iTunes, Apple Podcast review. You know, I want to talk to you about 3D Dentists. Listen, what we're doing is absolutely amazing at 3D Dentists. Our retreat is kind of where I'm sitting at right now. I'm sitting in the living room, in our debrief room of the retreat, where we now start, now as our podcast studio. This is an absolutely different type of dental CE experience. You know, if you're looking to engage, if you're looking for a community, if you're looking to connect with your team members, instructors, and other attendees, and really come to learn one thing, but leave with that and so much more, you owe it to yourself to attend one of our workshops or our events here at the 3D Retreat. Look, if you're ready to engage, there is no better way to engage with 3D dentists than through our 3D Mastermind. It is the best way to engage with me, to engage with Sully, and to engage with the entire 3D community. It is the door that opens and helps you clean up your practice, helps you get control, and it's dentist first. It's doctor focused about your practice, your operator, and what you want it to be. If you're interested in applying for our 3D Mastermind, reach out to Meredith, go to our website, click the Apply Now button, and we'll be happy to talk to you about bringing you into the Mastermind and see if we're the right fit for you. Everybody have a great week, and we'll see you next week here on the Dentistry Made Simple podcast.